This is Latour Retirement Talk with the team from Latour Asset Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Joe Latour, Josh Latour, and Jim Margraff provide their clients and prospects the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Latour Retirement Talk.
Welcome to Latour Retirement Talk. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our hosts. I am excited to be here with Jim Margraff and Josh Latour once again. Jim and Josh, what's going on? How have you guys been?
Oh, we've been doing very well, Tony. Doing very well.
Good. I guess that's it. That's all I get. We're doing very well.
We're doing very well. Don't have any exciting news. You know, nothing really out of the ordinary going on. We just have our everyday, you know, but enjoying life here.
And Josh, you still have children, right? I mean, you have the...
I do. Yeah. We've got, he just turned one recently. And nice. So he's doing fantastic. Jim doesn't have anything exciting going on. But actually, next week, my wife and I are going on a short vacation.
You're not going skiing in the Alps or something, are you?
Not the Alps.
No.
He's going skiing again, though, Tony. He's leaving me behind.
You're going skiing again? Where are you going?
Going to Utah. One of the few places that's still open and still has good snow is Snowbird in Utah. We're going for some spring skiing.
Nice. All right. Say hi to Donnie and Marie Osmond while you're there for me. And I want to catch a choir concert at the Tabernacle there. That's all I know about Utah. So, I know Park City has a nice, is that in Park City or is that completely separate?
It's close to Park City, but it's not in that city.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Well, you guys, I know, have been busy, though. Jim, come on. I mean, you say great, but not much. You've been busy with work, right? I mean.
Oh, yes.
You're not just spinning the thumbs over there, are you?
No, I don't get much chance to do that. No.
I didn't think so. I'm like, not much has been going on. Why, is Joe out of town or you guys been slacking while Joe's gone?
Well, actually, he has been out of town, but no, we're not slacking.
Okay.
So. Means we have to pick up the pace.
Yeah, actually, you guys, it's the opposite. I shouldn't joke about that because I know that every time Joe is traveling, doing missions work and different things, he goes all over the place, which I admire. But every time he's out of town for extended periods of time, everything falls on your shoulders. Yep. So you have to pick up any slack that he leaves. But you guys handle it well. I mean, let's face it. Joe is he's traveling a lot these days, isn't he?
He does. Yeah, he travels. Mm-hmm. I mean, easily 5 months out of the year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right.
So,
yeah. Well, hey, you've got a great topic today. I mean, we've talked about Social Security a lot before on the show, and I know we're going to dig into that a little bit, but we're going to focus today. You said you wanted to talk about spousal benefits. And I know a lot of our listeners out there, there are a lot of couples, a lot of married couples that need to understand these things before they retire, if at all possible, because you need to plan ahead and you need to incorporate your spouse. A lot of times, I think when people plan things like Social Security, retirement income, or pensions, they aren't taking into consideration what impact it's going to have later on their spouse. If they happen to pass first, what will that do to their spouse's financial situation, correct?
Exactly, Tony. Yeah. And like you said, we've talked about Social Security a lot. Our last week's episode, we were talking about Social Security. But we wanted to dive a little bit more into the nuances of spousal benefits, because just like the rest of Social Security, people tend to underestimate the value that is there. There's a huge value in many cases to spousal benefits. We've seen it be, you know, absolutely world changing money for people, income and retirement. That they have coming in that they had no idea they would have coming in. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we wanted to dive into some of the rules, the nuances, and go through who does it actually affect, and do you need to be paying attention to spousal benefits?
And I think everybody does. I mean, unless you're single and never plan on having a spouse, they apply, right? And this is something people don't want to think ahead to, but Usually one spouse obviously ends up outliving the other. Mm-hmm. And in many cases, it's by many years, especially if it's a situation where the husband was the breadwinner. And right. So he has the opportunity to have a much larger Social Security amount because maybe the wife stayed home and raised mm-hmm. the kids or had children and didn't go back to work or just went back to work part time. And women typically outlive men. That's an aspect of this, right?
Yeah, it is, mm-hmm. absolutely is, Tony. Now, what you're alluding to is actually survivor benefits.
I didn't mean to jump ahead. Did I jump ahead again?
No, you're perfectly fine. Right. I think it's an important distinction. It's those wires are almost always crossed. When we talk to people.
Sure.
Survivor mm-hmm. benefits are what you can collect if your spouse passes away. If they have the larger Social Security, you can step up to that higher Social Security. Spousal benefits are a bit different. They can actually help you out while both of you are still living. And so mm-hmm. if you have less than 50% of your spouse's benefit, if yours is a lower benefit, like you mentioned, maybe the husband was the primary breadwinner, the wife took care of the children and so didn't work it quite as much and so has a lower Social Security, you can actually qualify for up to 50% of your spouse's full retirement age benefit. And so that can bring in a lot of extra income into the household while you're both living.
So there are spousal benefits, there are survivor benefits, and mm-hmm. you're right, like wires crossed, I think it all ties together. So where do we start? I mean, obviously, this needs to be a part of your strategy. So where do you want to begin with this?
You know, actually, Tony, I think best place to start with this would be an example. And I'm sure. going to suggest that Josh use the one that we use when we do our workshop.
Yeah. Well, it was a while back. We actually had a couple that they were meeting with our Medicare team while we were in a financial appointment. Came out, they had a Social Security question for us. Well, it turns out the wife was about 6 months older than her husband. She reached her full retirement age. She filed for Social Security and she was getting $300 a month. 6 months later, he reached his full retirement age. He went down to the Social Security office and signed up. He was getting $2,000 a month. And they didn't tell them anything about spousal benefits. Because they had waited till their full retirement mm-hmm. age to file, she qualified for 50% of his, what we call PIA, his primary insurance amount, which is what his full retirement age benefit is.
So that she would have been eligible for $1,000 a month instead of the, what was she getting?
300.
Right. 300. Wow. Yeah. And that could make or break somebody's retirement right there. That's crazy though. That's what spousal benefits can do for you in certain circumstances, right?
It absolutely is. And just mm-hmm. by knowing that rule, then she was able to, now that he had filed, he had opened what we call the spousal window.
Right.
And so now she was able to file off of his record and get that raise of $700 a month. And so that made a significant impact on their retirement. So mm-hmm. definitely something you need to pay attention to. It's not going to affect everybody because in many cases, you're going to be more than 50% of your spouse's benefit.
Right.
So if you're more than mm-hmm. that, they're going to give you the higher of the two. Mm-hmm. They don't stack together. So you're going to get one of the two. If the spousal benefit's higher, you'll get that. So in many cases, it can be very helpful.
So yeah. I want to give another example because just had someone that we sat down with earlier this week. Where the couple, the wife had was a school teacher. Mm-hmm. So she did not contribute to Social Security hardly at all. Maybe for a little bit. I think she did some part-time work and some things like that. So I don't even think she was qualifying for Social Security. She didn't have her 40 credits.
Yeah.
So, but the husband, of course, he'd been working at a regular job, contributing to Social Security his whole life, whole working career. And they were getting down to, were planning their retirement, and they never even accounted for spousal benefits. It was never something that crossed their mind. And the problem was, he was looking to retire, and he was wanting, he came in, when is he retiring? Now. You know, he was done with that job. He wanted out. And, you know, adding in the spousal benefit was going to make the budget work and work pretty well. So it added for them was adding a little over $1,000 a month mm-hmm. To their monthly income. So it's a huge benefit. It's something that we always want to look at whenever we sit down and we're doing that maximization planning for someone with Social Security. We're always going to look, you know, what is, when we're sitting down with a couple, what's his benefit? What's her benefit? If there's a big difference, we're going to do the math and say, hey, maybe some spousal benefits are going to come into play here.
And the big reason why they never even took spousal benefits into consideration is because she was a school teacher, used to be, there was a rule called the government pension offset, and it basically would have wiped out any spousal benefits she would have gotten because she contributed to a different pension plan. And so as of the end of 2024, we had the passing of the Social Security Fairness Act. And I know Jim has actually done a show going into the details of that act, but basically it took that away. And now because of that, she qualifies for a spousal benefit. So a huge benefit to our government workers and our Missouri school teachers, because they pay into a different system. Mm-hmm. Used to be government said you can't take both.
Right.
But now because of the Fairness Act, which tells us just how fair that treatment was.
Right.
Now they do qualify.
Yeah. And, you know, when we sat down with that couple, you know, they were just kind of surprised. They said, well, you know, there's $1,000 a month, you know, a little over $1,000 a month that was going to be coming in that you didn't know was there.
Right.
That's a major help for your retirement budget. And, you know, it all comes down to just, you know, as Josh already said, knowing even just one of these rules for Social Security, what a benefit it is to people. And that's why, Tony, we put on the Social Security workshops. That's why we do this, because Social Security is the foundation of your income in retirement. And knowing the rules and getting that foundation laid properly is so important to having a good retirement and a good income in your retirement years.
So let's say, for example, there's somebody making good money, like mid six figures, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let's say his salary, it's the husband, his salary is $300,000 a year, but he heard he's going to work until 65, 67, full retirement age, but maybe 70. But he heard, hey, if you file at 62, you'll get more checks. Doesn't look into it, just files. He's locking in, he's decreasing it by what, almost 30% by filing at 62 versus waiting. Plus, he's working, so he's not going to see those benefits. They're going to withhold him because he's the earnings limit. He's not meeting the earnings test. Right. So he's still making too much. Even if he's retired and he locks in at that amount, they probably could have at that point afforded, if he's been putting money away from retirement, to wait until he was 67. And then he files, because what happens? His wife was a stay-at-home mom, and nothing wrong with that. But when he passes, you know, let's say he passes before he's even 70, she's going to get the higher of the two amounts, which will still be his, but it's going to be 30% lower. That's so she's going to be living on even less. And I think a lot of people wouldn't purposely do that to a spouse, whether it's husband or wife. But you got to consider, women typically outlive men by almost 6 years in a lot of cases. And we're all living longer and longer. So I think it really makes sense to sit down with professionals like yourself, and you have reports you can run to help people see what these benefits are, right?
Yeah. And Tony, the scenario you just gave, that is the reason why we still do educational workshops on Social Security.
Right.
You know, Social Security itself doesn't make us any money, but people make mistakes all the time and they can be very costly. You know, filing at 62 while you're still working and making six figures, well, like you said, you're locking in a lower amount. And you're not even going to see those dollars because it's going to be withheld because of the earnings test. So that's a significant problem. And people make that mistake all the time. And so getting the education that you need before you make a very important decision like filing for Social Security is just so important. Now, what happens if you go ahead and file and then you realize, maybe I shouldn't have done that? Maybe you get to your education after you filed and you decide you need to go ahead and stop that. Well, there is an option, but it's time sensitive.
Yeah.
So as long as you take care of it within 12 months, you can basically make it as though you never filed.
Right.
The stipulation is you've got to pay back whatever checks you got.
So and that doesn't work for a lot of people.
No, it doesn't. Because I mean, if you filed like 10 months ago and you've been receiving $2,000 a month, sending back $20,000 may not be an easy option for you.
Right.
So it is an option, but it may not work for a lot of people.
Yeah. And the big reason why is because a lot of people, when they file before their full retirement age, they're filing because they need to.
Right.
And which is actually the biggest reason to, as far as timing, as far as when you file, is if you need that income coming in, then go ahead and file for your Social Security. And if you need it coming in quick, you know, you're roughly, what, 60 days away from or somewhere thereabout of receiving that first check. So, you know, with laying that foundation properly, getting an understanding of the rules and, you know, getting a maximization report, getting sitting down with someone who knows the rules, especially if, you know, filing right now, if you're not doing it because you need the income, using a little bit of strategy as far as when to file can be a big help. And so sitting down with someone who knows the rules and can help with the strategies is very, very helpful as far as, especially because we need to realize that Social Security is a little bit of longevity planning as far as our income, right? Because it's not just income now, it's also income, you know, 30 years into the future, possibly. So depending on how long you live. So 20, 25, 30 years, you're still going to be getting that check. So, you know, looking at just with a microscopic view of just today, mm-hmm. that's, you know, yes, we do have to deal with today, but we're also planning for 20 to 30 years into the future for income.
Yeah. Yeah. So what else do we need to know about spousal benefits or about Social Security here?
Well, we talked a lot about, you know, filing early and how that can impact your benefit. Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, what does it mean to file early? What is your actual full retirement age? And that's a question a lot of people might have.
Sure.
Well, for those born between the years of 1946 and 54, their full retirement age was 66. Mm-hmm. And then for every year beyond that, you simply add 2 months. So for like my dad was born in 1958. Last year, he hit his full retirement age at 66 and 8 months. And now if you were born in 67 or later, or sorry, 1960 or later, then your full retirement age is 67. Sure. So that makes the math easy for people figuring out when their full retirement age is. And you don't have to file at full retirement age. You actually right. can maximize that benefit.
You can
allow it to continue growing all the way till age 70. And between your full retirement age and age 70, it grows at 8% simple interest every year.
Wow. So that's really good. 8% a year. That's more than some are making. You know, that's better than having
better than CDs right now.
Well, it's better than taking it and putting it in a checking or savings account. That's for sure. So, letting it roll up may make sense. But again, it depends on your, you know, family health history, sure. What you're planning on doing, how much other resources you have to pull from in retirement. Right. Everybody's situation is going to be different. I know you have probably recommended to some people, hey, you know, it'd be best if you take it at 62, your spouse takes it at 66 or 60 or waits till 70. And some, you know, definitely you'll need to take it at 62. Some definitely it would make sense for you to probably wait until 70. So it depends, right?
It does depend. And, you know, this is where everybody's situation is so different. And, you know, when we do the workshop, you know, one of the things that Josh always starts out with when we're talking about when to file is let's compare it to our fingerprint, right? Everybody has a different fingerprint. So same thing, everybody has a different financial situation.
Right.
So we need to file at the time that's best for you and not the time that's best for your good friend who right. seems to know what's best, or your brother-in-law or your barber or something like that. Yeah, they may have done what's best for them, but what's best for you? And you need to find out what that is. And, you know, sitting down with us, you know, we don't charge for sitting down for getting some Social Security questions answered. We don't charge for appointments. So if you have those questions, by all means, you know, give us a call and sit down and we can help you with that and go through some of those rules.
Yeah. And just really quick before we move on,
sure.
That phone number is 417-641-3497 or go to LatourAsset.com. And I want to get back to, I can't believe Josh slipped in there, his dad's age and full retirement age. If we could focus on that a minute, that was probably just, you announced it to the world. I love that. How you just openly threw your dad's, Joe's info out there like that. And, basically what you're saying is, for most of us, most of people's full retirement age is 67, unless you're really old like Joe. Isn't that what you said? Is that what you said?
That's what you said. And Tony, his social security number is, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, Tony, when he reached that 66 in 8 months, I asked him if he wanted any advice on when to file for his social security. So he told me to shut up.
I bet he did. I bet he did. Actually,
so funny when Jim came back after his 3 week suspension.
That is funny. Oh, you guys, think you got one. I beat you to it, Jim, and one upped you. You told Joe. I went to Chuck Lucia.
Oh, no.
The owner of Gradient Investments and Gradient Financial Group, right?
Right.
Big fella. I told him, I said, hey, if you need any help with understanding Social Security or when to file, just hit me up.
Done a lot of shows.
You're going to want to maximize that Social Security, or if you need Medicare help, just hit me up. No, there was he let it go silent and gave me just the dart look. And then he laughed and he goes, yeah, I'll let you know. Yeah.
There you go.
Ooh, I thought I was in trouble there. I thought I was being funny. He would laugh because we joke around a lot. But
right.
He got me for a second. He just gave me the dead stare and then he laughed. So
There you go.
Off the hook. That was a number of years ago now, actually. So
right.
And so, and I'm still here. So fingers crossed, right? Joe and Chuck, we shouldn't give them a hard time about their age. None of us would be here right now if it weren't for those two. So that's pretty awesome. So Social Security, when to file is big. You want to maximize the amount you get. And I know it can range. I mean, you know, the max benefit is, you know, going to be around between 4,000 and 5,000, but you'd have to have 35 years of full salary, big salary to reach that. Most people don't. What's the average for a couple?
It's a little over $2,000 a month.
Sure. A couple is actually $3,200.
Yeah. Yeah. The average, a lot of people for individual, it's around 2,000, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, in order to claim the spousal benefit, though, let's go over some of the rules because clarify for our listeners. And, you know, you've alluded to it, but your spouse, even if your spouse is 67 and hasn't filed yet, you can't claim spousal benefits until they file. Is that correct?
That is correct, Tony. Now, let me give you another scenario here.
Okay.
Let's say your spouse delays to take their Social Security and you're going to need to take a spousal benefit because your benefit's lower, but you make it to your full retirement age. Unlike survivor benefits, spousal benefits don't get an increase from those 8% credits. Okay. So you want to go ahead and file for your own benefit at your full retirement age. And then once your spouse with a higher benefit is filed, you can switch to a spousal benefit at that time, but you've been collecting checks until that point. Because it's not going to increase anymore past your full retirement age.
Right. Smart.
So,
and then, Tony, I just want to throw in here, when it comes to filing, you know, actually doing the paperwork, we do that digitally. The best way is by going to ssa.gov and filing online. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, if you do it that way, all the rules are built in. It's going to ask you all the questions. It's going to ask you if you're married, it's going to ask you information about your spouse, and it's going to help figure out if you have a spousal benefit available to you. It's not going to really answer it for you, but if you are eligible for one, it can give you that higher benefit. If you've got a spouse that's already filed and has that higher benefit there, that would make you qualify for one.
Now, the one caveat to that real quick.
Yep.
Is if you have already filed for a benefit. So if you're on benefit and you're wanting to switch to spousal, as of right now, Social Security does not let you do that online.
Right.
They don't let you do an application if you're already collecting a benefit. You have to call in, probably make an appointment with Social Security in order to do that.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll fix that in the future, but as of right now, that's how it is.
Yeah, that's something we'd love to see them fix. But if you're filing for the first time, go ahead and file online. It's the best way to do it. And it's pretty straightforward. We've helped people do it so many times. I've even had people, they were waiting here in our office for a Medicare appointment and or some other insurance. And they had a question about it. And I just, kind of answered a few questions regarding the Social Security. And they filed right from their phone while they were sitting here in the waiting area while waiting for an appointment for their insurance. So they were done in about, 15, 20 minutes. And it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Well, I want to encourage our listeners and viewers out there before we go that if you have not yet filed, or you want to know more about filing for Social Security or spousal benefits, or you haven't yet filed, or your spouse hasn't yet filed, don't do it without meeting with trusted financial professionals like yourselves who can run that Social Security maximization report and help walk you through it. So before we go, how can our listeners and viewers get a hold of you to set up a no charge, no obligation consultation?
Well, listeners, just give us a call. Our number is 417-641-3497. And then go check out our website at latourasset.com.
All right. Well, great show today, guys. And that does it for today's episode of Latour Retirement Talk with our hosts, Jim Margraf and Josh Latour.
Thank you for listening to Latour Retirement Talk. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a retirement plan. For more information, please contact Latour Asset Management. Call 417-886-5724 or visit them online at latourasset.com.
Advisory services are offered by Latour Asset Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the states of Missouri, Arkansas, Texas, and Alaska. Insurance products and services are offered through Latour Advisory Group, Inc., an affiliated company. Latour Advisory Group, Inc. and Latour Asset Management, LLC are affiliated companies. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.